Obesity is a big problem across the U.S. It affects about 40% of the population, and it's even worse in Midwest states like Ohio, Illinois, and Indiana. SideFX Public Media's Araceli Gomez-Aldana reports that addressing the problem is complicated.
Erin Pacetti is a single mom in her 40s and works as a wealth manager. But for years, the Indiana woman had a secret.
I was sneaking out of work to go to the fast food restaurants, order something, inhale it, and then sneak back into work. At home, I'd buy groceries for the week, and at night I'd come home, and those 1 week worth of groceries were gone within 2-3 hours.
She tried fasting, all the diets, the Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig, nothing worked. And one day, it all became overwhelming.
I hit rock bottom when I dropped a pen at the office and I couldn't pick it up. I literally burst out in tears crying and knew that I needed to change.
That was back in 2016 when she finally realized it was compulsive behavior.
So the way I look at it is I'm addicted to food. So I may not have an eating disorder per se, but I cannot stop sometimes. And it is just disabling and you can't move forward.
Pacetti sought out a weight loss program led by Ashley Cuellar Gilmore, a gastroenterologist at Indiana University Health, and that meant confronting the stigma of obesity. Dr. Gilmore recognizes that stigma is a challenge. Even in her line of work, health insurance doesn't pay for most weight loss treatment.
People who have obesity, it's considered almost like a character flaw, kind of more of a cosmetic issue. But I do believe that the scientific community has come around, and I'm hoping that our society is coming around to viewing it as a disease.
Dr. Ronald Ackerman, a professor at Northwestern University, agrees. He says talking about blame is unproductive when it comes to personal health.
You know, some people are simply more predisposed to carry the weight or to keep the weight, and it's not their fault.
Ackerman calls the nation's increasing obesity rate a societal problem. Even if patients learn about the benefits of healthy food and exercise, they might not live near supermarkets or parks.
So we teach people these skills, and they never graduate from the environment. You know, they always are going to be living in an environment that's supportive of them gaining weight.
To curb obesity rates, Dr. Ackerman says there needs to be a change in a person's mindset and more healthy environments. Indiana has a strategic plan that includes providing broader access to healthy foods and safe places for physical activity, but the results may not be visible for 30 years. Most people can't wait 30 years, and the health risks associated with obesity are hard to ignore. Dr. Ackerman says losing 10 to 15 pounds can reduce hypertension and high cholesterol. It's also enough to reduce the use of medications. When it comes to seeking medical attention to lose weight, there are a few options. Medication, surgeries, non-surgical procedures, and methods that involve a bit of everything, including a therapist and a dietitian. That's what Pacetti chose.
I do not want surgery. It is not something that I can change overnight with weight loss surgery. This is something that needs to be changed, and I will struggle with for the rest of my life.
Pacetti says she needed help every step of the way, but it's working. After almost 2 years of following Dr. Gilmore's weight loss program, she lost 120 pounds. For SideFX Public Media, I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana.